Hello and welcome to the Mackerel Podcast, where we talk about culture, literature, and other interesting things. My name is Carolyn Wee and greetings from Singapore. It's Sunday the 31st of May 2020, 10 p.m. Singapore time as I record this, but those are minor details in the grand scheme of things. In a recent book review, I wrote that crises accentuate cracks that might have been previously plastered over. More so, crises highlight just how deep those cracks run. To me, the cracks in Singapore include inequality and systemic prejudice. And are we not in a crisis? I was reviewing Cherian George's Air Conditioned Nation Revisited, and you'll find the link to the review on our website. But I'm not talking politics today. No. However, even though I don't want to be talking about this crippling coronavirus COVID-19 thing, it seems we can't help but talk about it. Because the situation we're in is so global, so all-encompassing, and so damn real. Here in Singapore, we went into lockdown. Oh, I beg your pardon. We went into this circuit breaker on the 7th of April. Initially, I really reveled in it. Why wouldn't I? The quiet, the cleaner air, the convenience of working from home. Truth be told, I don't always brush my teeth before a Zoom meeting. Oh God, Zoom. I am all zoomed out. So, I'm now at a point where I'm beginning to feel a tad restless. I put it down to my personal need for the outdoors and social interaction. By social interaction, I mean sitting across another person and spinning a yarn over tea or cocktails. As for the outdoors, there isn't much of that in Singapore. And what little bit of outdoors, and I'm drawing giant inverted commas here, what little bit of outdoors there might be is highly manicured and worse, crowded. Head for the hills? What hills? The better hills to be had are in Malaysia. Not happening. Malaysia went into lockdown before we did, and they aren't rushing to let us back in anytime soon. But I'm on an island, am I not? Well, I don't know anymore. Singapore stopped looking and feeling like an island a while ago. It isn't even described as an island anymore. It's a city-state, nation-state. Island is a bit of an afterthought. Over the last couple of months, I've chatted with friends and family around the world. I've Zoomed, yeah, with friends in the States and with family in the UK. And whilst face masks in public, social distancing and COVIDiots are shared experiences, not having a physical escape isn't. Not for me on this island state. So I thought it would be a good idea to speak with friends who are also on islands right now. Except that the islands they're on are real ones. In this three-part special, we're asking the question, how are things on your island? First up is Michelle Villarosa on Siargao in the Philippines, who told me about how she's using her healing and guided meditation practice to help herself and others to stave off the anxiety. Then we have Ashley Sanderson, horse riding instructor extraordinaire, and her rescue kitten, Batty, to tell us a thing or two about creating structure in your day and the secret to eternal life. Ashley and Batty are on Gili Trawangan in Indonesia. Finally, artist and ideas factory Yen Pang shoots the breeze with Mark and me here in Singapore. Join me for these conversations that are about the coronavirus and not about the coronavirus. You can find Mackerel on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, and wherever else we might be available. Please also visit our website, www.mackerel.life, for essays, photos, and videos. That's www.mackerel.life. Thanks for listening and stay healthy.